And that said, we welcome our listener of the day. Good morning to you. You're welcome to Daybreak on CRTV.
Good morning, Madam Yvette. Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday. Thank God indeed. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, the day you all have been waiting for has finally come.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
So what's your name and where are you calling us from this Friday morning?
My name is Ewi Roland Bambi, and I'm calling from all the way in Bafoussam.
Bafoussam La Belle. How is Bafoussam this morning, brother?
Madam Yvette, I can lie to you, Bafoussam this morning is very calm, fresh air is coming in, everything is calm.
If there is one thing I like about that area is the accommodating climate. I mean, when you go there, it's true that it's going to be difficult, you know, for a couple of months, you know, but once you are when you get adapted or get used to the weather, it becomes so beautiful because it is very beautiful to the skin.
You are right. You are very correct, Madam Yvette.
Now tell me, what do you do, Roland? What do you do for a living? Can we get to know you more, if you do not mind?
Yes, I wouldn't mind. I am a teacher by profession, a mathematics teacher by profession.
Mm-hmm. And for how long have you been practicing this?
I have been teaching mathematics for 13 years today.
13 good years.
Exactly, Madam Yvette.
Mr. Ewi Roland, this is a confession I'm making. I wish it were just the two of us. I have never loved mathematics. Now, in those days, what used to happen is that we used to have what they call mentors. I don't know if you still remember. We used to have mentors. It used to be like 30 questions or so. So if you have, say, 8/30, the teacher will give you like 22 strokes on your butt. Can you imagine that? And so, see, mentors to me was traumatic, really. So I don't really know. Has it been the case with you? Do students have that same difficulty?
Thank you very much, Madam Yvette. Let me assure you, gone are those days that people or students think that mathematics was very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I can assure you that presently, mathematics, the best subject is mathematics.
Mm.
I always tell them that if you don't know mathematics, you are not supposed to exist.
Mm-hmm.
Because barely there's nothing you do in your entire life without
calculating
mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
As you rightly said, I tell my student that they should always be thinking positively.
That's right.
Nothing is impossible.
That's right.
Before delivering my lesson, I always have 3 questions to ask them.
Mm-hmm.
Madam Yvette, can you permit me? I will take you into the classroom, mathematics classroom, for some few minutes.
You have a minute because we don't have the whole day.
You are right.
Okay.
I will always ask them this question with my objective mm-hmm. behind that. Who is a challenger?
Mm-hmm.
They will tell me that I am a challenger. I will say, when is the best moment? They will tell me that
now
is the best moment.
Mm.
I say, what is the real magic? They'll tell me that the real magic is hard work.
That's right.
With these 3 characteristics in mind, I have connect them before I will correct them.
Wow.
It is good to connect before you correct.
That's right.
Once I connect them like this, I will say a challenger is somebody who works 10 times more than an ordinary student.
Person, that's right.
Yes. Then secondly, I will tell them that when you are doing something, don't learn to postpone your work.
Do it now.
The moment, now.
Mm.
And then, lastly, for the magic, I will say, when you are doing something over and over and over, there is no magic that you can fail. You must succeed. It becomes part and parcel of you.
Thank you so very much for that format. Believe you me that if I had such a format before, then I wouldn't have been too afraid of mathematics. And I think that this goes a whole long way to cancel the myth or the fear that people have that mathematics is a difficult subject. And listening to you, I can just craft a quick mantra that you can recite to yourself. You can just wake up every morning and say, I am a challenger. What I need to do is now. You keep saying that to yourself every day, and I think it is enough encouragement to keep you going every day when you wake up, irrespective of what you do.
You are very correct, Madam Yvette, and that is exactly what I am doing every day with my students.
Thank you so very much, Ewi Roland, calling all the way from Bafusam. Before we take leave of you, what are some of the challenges you've encountered in your profession?
In my profession presently, since I've been teaching in a Francophone zone, the highest challenge that I've encountered is language barrier. You know, the Francophone people, they love sending their children to study
in the English subsystem of education.
Exactly. At times when I'm delivering my lesson, I will overhear them asking, Ila digo kwa.
So how do you do that now? How do you make the French-speaking students to easily comprehend the lesson for the day?
At times, I shared my class into groups. Mm-hmm. They are mixed up with the English-speaking students.
Yes.
So that they can easily
understand. Their peers can teach them. Okay.
Exactly, Madam Yvette, exactly.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Before I end, you're married, right?
I am married, and my bed neighbor is directly beside me.
Warm greetings to you, ma'am, and thank you so very much for doing what you're doing to keep this man going. It has been 13 years he's been practicing teaching, and he's from the look of things, I can tell that he's good at what he does. I don't know what